We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, and Dr. Carolyn Dean with the world, which, of course, is my favorite part of the program because I just know what happens when anyone gets to talk to Dr. Dean. Yes, can I get a witness? I have seen, and I am a believer, and I always recommend it. And so if you're listening tonight within the sound of my voice and you would like to talk to Dr. Dean, we always encourage you to do so. We've got callers waiting. Also, if you're listening to the replay through our podcasting affiliates anywhere around the world, from Apple to Amazon to Castos, Stitcher, wherever you hear us, and you have a question that after the live show has been presented, you can email questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S at drcarolyndeanlive.com, and Melody Rose will get your email, and she will help Carolyn get everything sorted out. So that's very exciting, too. We are always here for you. That is the name of our show, kind of. Well, it's Dr. Carolyn Dean Live, but the live implying that it's forevermore. So anyway, all right, you guys, let's take some phone calls. Carolyn, would you like to?
Yes, I'd like to do that. That'd be
fine. Very, very good. All right, let's go to our excellent area code 203, asking to unmute your phone with my little blue button, area code 203. And now you see your blue button and unmute on your screen, your phone, wherever you're looking. Here, code 203. It's a nice security feature, but it does take a little bit of a memento for the area code 203 person to see the blue button and then to click it and then come on to the call. There she is.
Hi,
go ahead, please. I can now.
Okay, good. By the way, I'm on a phone, and if you hit star six, that's what allowed me to unmute.
Very good.
I didn't see a blue button.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Just, yeah. So my mother is 90 years old, and she has cancer between the kidney and the urethra, kind of where those two things meet. So she had five or six weeks of radiation. Then she's been on immunotherapy every 2 weeks since July. And she feels tired other than that all the time. And so they're looking into anemia or whatever, but I was wondering if you all had any recommendations on that.
Right. What's your first name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Okay. What's your mom eating? What's her diet?
Very little. She's a teeny tiny person. She'll eat, let me see. For breakfast, she'll have oatmeal and with raisins, and then for lunch she usually makes herself a little sandwich, and she only eats like half of it, so she might have sliced chicken or sliced roast beef, or she might have peanut butter and jelly. And then for lunch, kind of the same thing, she eats crackers or graham crackers for snack. Does not eat a lot of chocolate or anything, unlike her daughter. And but she's a small person, she's just not eating that much right now. But when, you know, when I'm with her, she eats more than what she expects to eat. So.
Right. So well, it. Yeah. What I was getting at there often in these cases, they're getting people on cancer therapy on, what's that? Ensure, you know, that terrible sugar liquid thing. So
yeah.
I was wondering about getting her on some restructure. And in the restructure, being able to put a lot of our other nutrients, like putting the berry flavor powder in for her vitamin C, putting in some Remag and Remite and some Pico Silver. Pico Silver is going to help it stimulates stem cell production to create new cells to heal wounds, and it's perfect for this type of situation. So, you know, that's what I would see, the restructure, and pack it with, a scoop or half a scoop of vitamin C Reset, a teaspoon of Remag, a teaspoon of Remite, and a teaspoon of Pico Silver. That's what I would do.
Okay. All right. But the silver especially would help rebuild the immune system or something. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And all these products, I don't know how familiar you are with them, Linda, but I've written about most of them in my free eBooks, and you could look them up at drcarolinlive.com under books.
Okay. And, all right. Yeah. Good.
All right.
Yeah, because I tried to make her healthy smoothies, and then I'd freeze it, and I snuck in, a bunch of spinach in with the frozen berries, and she made the funniest face. My mother is a very intelligent woman. She has like a master's in scientific psychology and all that, but she made the funniest face, and I haven't been able to get her to drink since. But silver doesn't have any taste, so maybe I could get her to do
start that. There. Yes. Start there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
all right, thank you very much.
There's definitely a lot you can do, and we get these reports back from folks who will take the products, and it turns things around.
Does the Remite in particular, like the iron, because if she always runs a little anemic, so they put her on iron pills or whatever. Does the Remite help with that also?
Remite does not have iron because it's not really a nutrient that most people require.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, cool. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We love your products. We send it out to a lot of people. So thanks so much.
That's wonderful. Anytime, Linda. We're here. You know that. Take care.
Yeah,
say hi to your mom. Say hi to your mom for us. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. All righty, very good. Let's go to area code 719 or *6 on your phone to unmute. According to Linda, there you go. Go ahead, please. Hello.
Hi, this is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
I want to go back to the last time I spoke with you, and you were recommending exfoliating for my face because I was asking what to do for wrinkles. And I've never done exfoliating before, and I really don't know how to do it. I know you mentioned something about oatmeal, but I don't even know how to use that doing it. Do you have a simple way of my doing it or what?
Or what? Well, what I do on Amazon, I'm looking it up now, like exfoliating face scrubs. But you have to be careful. You don't want something that's going to, tough. Like oatmeal is probably, one of the simplest things. So,
What do you do? You just cook it up like you...
No. And that's, it's a big deal doing the oatmeal. The oatmeal, you have to put in a food processor and then wet it a bit. But something like look on Amazon and look up their exfoliating face scrubs. And what I do, because I'm always experimenting, I get like 4 or 5 different ones and mix them all together. And then I reach a consistency where I'm feeling a little bit of scrubby action on my skin. And what I think I said last time was, I think men's faces are less wrinkly than women's because they're always scraping the razor over their skin. So it's, that's all I'm talking about. And I don't know where your face and skin is at right now, but I mean, that's what I started, decades ago doing this.
Okay. Well, I have been using a product that has made my skin just smooth as silk, basically, but I still get wrinkles around my mouth and eyes and forehead and that kind of thing. So,
Yeah, and that's got to do with gravity. and lack of collagen. So there's gravity and lack of collagen. And you know, that's where they talk about injecting, I guess, collagen fillers, I guess they are. But what we did with our Renew face cream is put vitamin C in it to help build up the collagen. And I think scrubbing your face, it just sort of kind of irritates the skin and the underlying dermis and helps create new cells. All the skin treatments, what they do is damage the skin so that it will heal, and the, you know, mini scar tissue of healing thickens the skin under the dermis underneath the skin layer, thickens it up to push away the wrinkles. That's all that's happening.
Oh, well, what do you think about using the fillers?
I don't think it's a great idea, you know, because I don't know much about them, but any of that, I'm holding out for something really natural to come along, and it may be, you know, partly some of the things we're doing because you want to hydrate, and that's with our Remag and getting people to drink enough water with the sea salt. That helps the skin. You know, if people are dehydrated, they just look, you know, very wrinkly. People who are overweight, they have more fat on their faces, so they look less wrinkly. So if you're underweight and dehydrated. But, you know, I would just focus on smiling, which is the best facelift ever. And making your eyes sparkle so that people look at your eyes, your sparkly eyes. I know with the masks now, we can't even expose our smile. So you just, you know, put on a little more eye makeup and get little twinkly eyeshadow, you know, the little pearly eyeshadow, and make your eyes sparkly. And then you'll look young and happy, and you won't have to worry about wrinkles.
And I have the rest of it covered up with the mask.
Exactly. I know. It's perfect.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, my next question is about a problem I've started having with my feet underneath my heels and around the edges of my feet. The skin is just getting so dry. It's just peeling off. Now, it is getting better because I've been putting some of the magnesium lotion on them, and it's getting better. But I don't know what's causing that. I mean, I've never had that kind of thing before.
I know. I do see it, you know, in people. I used to tell people to soak in castor oil and vinegar, but, you know, I did that once just to see what I was putting people through, and it's just terrible. I mean, the castor oil trying to wash it off, you ruin your towels and everything. So really the best thing is the Remag lotion. And part of the reason it happens, I think, is essential fatty acid deficiency. And maybe vitamin D as well. But the more I'm looking at the essential fatty acids, DHA and EPA, and that's one of the tests in our grassroots health home test kit. And just like vitamin D, everybody's coming up short. So we've got of course, we have an omega-3 fatty acid product in the works that also has vitamin A and vitamin E. So with this last product, we'll have everything covered. And I think that's really going to help people with dry skin. The information that I'm putting in Total Body Immunity book, new chapter on omega-3 fatty acids, it's quite amazing what was uncovered. Let me see if I can find the book. There's a friend of mine, Helka Ferry, she's an anthropologist and a journalist. So she sort of became a medical anthropologist journalist. And she looked into why ADHD kids have dry skin. And it can be because they don't have enough of essential fatty acids for their cell membranes to stay properly closed and not kind of leak the oils and the hydration. It's quite enlightening. And I'm just trying to find the chapter right now to read a little bit because it's really important. I think it's chapter 8. Yeah. Omega-3 fatty acids. Group of nutrients that I hope my customers were getting in our diet and cod liver oil, butter oil supplement. But hope is not a strategy. Results from Grassroots Health in-home blood spot tests showed that most of our customers, including myself, were low in omega-3s. Studies show that low levels correlate with certain health problems and higher levels correlate with good health. And I write, my first real exposure to omega-3s was an eye-opening article called Essential Fatty Acids and Hyperactivity, written in 2000 by Helka Ferry. And she said that Helka's article defines the way essential fatty acids work in the brain and body with glaring examples in ADHD kids. Between 1976 and 1993, learning disabilities have increased threefold. This riddle began to be solved in the 1970s and was published in Medical Hypothesis Journal in 1981. It was a mother and daughter team. They noticed that ADHD kids were always a lot thirstier than other kids, but they also produced a lot less urine. Where did that water go? They also noticed that ADHD kids had asthma and dry skin and dry hair more often than other kids. They learned that skin is waterproofed through the action of essential fatty acids, which, like all nutrients, must be replenished daily through food. They concluded that ADHD children were losing water rapidly through their skin because the waterproofing mechanism wasn't working. So that can be why people build up, you know, these dry layers. That's my, you know, my best thought about those crazy dry heels that people get. So we'll see. We'll put everybody on omega-3s and see how their skin reacts.
When do you expect that to come out?
Ginny, do we have a date?
Mid-February. Yep.
Oh my.
Mid-February.
Awesome. Very good.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So that brings up my other question. When do you expect the magnesium lotion to come out again?
Well, that's another story. No, I'm just kidding. We still have those emergency bottles, so we just hang on to those and distribute those for people who require them for therapeutic purposes. And we're hoping within the next 30, 45 days, we'll have a very, very good specific update. But we're still saying first quarter.
Okay. And so Pamela has emergency heal dry skin. So when you run out, let us know, Pamela, okay?
Well, I ran out of it some time ago. I've been mixing my own.
Yeah. Oh, good.
There's something weird about that when I do that. When I mix the Remag with just my moisturizing lotion, it feels good and everything when I put it on, and it works pretty good for the cramps, but it makes my skin itch.
Right. Yeah, that's why. I mean, it's a very tricky formula because a Remag liquid is so concentrated. Like our chemist says, it doesn't play well with others. So, yeah, we have to make it perfect so that it absorbs, doesn't stay on the skin. You know, when you put just supersaturated magnesium chloride on the skin, it itches. So we have to go through all that to make sure it absorbs well. But you can ask Ginny if you can have an emergency bottle, if that would suit you.
Sure. Just ask customer service. You've got to email Lisa in customer service.
Okay. Lisa. Okay. Yep. I will do that then.
Okay, Pamela, we good for today?
Well, there was one other quick question I wanted to run by you.
Sure.
I seem to sneeze and sneeze and sneeze all winter long, and then I go through coughing spells, and I've tried, I use grapefruit seed extract spray in my nose. I've actually been using silver in my nose, and it doesn't take care of it. It maybe helps a little bit, but I wondered if you have any other suggestions.
How much Pico Silver are you using in your nose, and how are you using it?
Just with a spray, one of those little, like the grapefruit extract comes in. I emptied one of those and put some silver in there.
And what, how many pumps and how many times a day?
Well, I started out with two in each nostril, and it seemed to be running out so fast. I cut back to one, but I could try it again.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do it, and then maybe just do one pump, because maybe it's just putting too much out, and then just lie back, because what you want to do is get it back in through your sinuses and out the back of your throat to take care of the cough as well. But you've got to do it, several times a day. One shot isn't enough. Now, it may be the dryness that we're talking about with the omega-3 fatty acids. Your nasal membranes are too dry. What I do is I'll get some calendula ointment by Boy Ron. Do you know that homeopathic company, Boy Ron?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Right. They've got a great calendula ointment, and it's made with white petroleum jelly. And so calendula, calendula ointment. I'm typing it into Amazon right now to see what comes up. Yeah, and Boy Ron calendula comes up. They have cream and gel, but get the ointment. There it is. And
can you spell Boy Ron?
B-O-I-R-O-N.
Oh, okay. I had it wrong.
It's a French company. Okay. So then I'll take my little finger, and I'll just sweep a tiny bit of ointment on my little finger, and then run it around inside each nostril. And I'll do that, through the day if I'm dry, if I'm on an airplane, and every night I do it. Because as soon as the nasal mucous membranes dry up, they get exposed to whatever's in the air, and your body's just reacting and trying to sneeze it away.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Oh, wonderful answers. I've got a lot of things to do now.
We keep people busy with experimenting on themselves. It's better than worrying, that's for sure. Okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, I prefer it this way. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And a big hug to you, Pamela. We can hug over the phone, and it isn't even, illegal.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks, Pamela. All right. Excellent. Very
good.
So
that's something new, isn't it, Jenny? You've never heard me talk about poking my little finger up my nose. Have you?
No, I was just going to say, very good. That's a lot of new information we just got from Dr. Dean. There's just, there's just no end. No end to all the things that she can do.
And that I do myself. I mean, who knew that Bob probably doesn't even know I poke calendula ointment up my nose every night. Do you, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that. He's been watching.
There you go. Very good. That's awesome. Awesome. All right. Let's go to area code 864-864. Star 6 to unmute your phone, and I'm sending you the blue button, and we'll get you on here with Dr. Dean. Go ahead, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Matt, and it's really great to be able to talk to you. Thanks, Jenny and Dr. Dean, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've got severe rheumatoid arthritis, and I just recently, about a month ago, my wife and I discovered you, and I feel like really grateful and excited for when I thought all remaining hope was gone. And I'll explain here why, because so back in 2002, I came down with the rheumatoid arthritis symptoms at a point where they didn't go away. And over the years, I mean, at the very beginning, I decided to go natural. I'd always been an athlete, so I even at 41 years old when I in 2002 I was just really watching what I ate and all that, but it was a period of a lot of stress. But anyway, so I got rheumatoid and I said okay, and I even flirted with the mainstream. I remember going to a hospital and talking to the rheumatologist, and they were talking about all these drugs, and I was like, well, I was born with a weak liver with jaundice and all this, and I know these drugs are hard on the liver. And the response sent me out of the hospital really fast. The response was, well, there's no problem. You can always get a liver transplant later. I've tried all the any natural thing you can think of, I've tried over the years. My wife and I have just, we've been through it all. And I got to say that there were a couple of things where we were led to mineralizing, but I didn't know what to do with it at the time. So the first time was 2008. My wife was working with this woman in the southwest of the U.S. That worked with salves for skin cancer. And that my wife mentioned me to her, and the woman said, you know, if I had RA, I would majorly remineralize the body. And at the time, I didn't know what to do with that. What minerals, how much? I mean, what do you do with it, you know? And so time went by, and, you know, I'm trying more things, and things are just progressively getting worse. And then at one point in 2016, I was bedridden, and the rheumatoid had moved into my eyeballs, and where the immune system is attacking the eyeball, like a toothache in the eyeball, if you can imagine. It's just awful. And my wife's freaking out. She's searching online and stuff, and she found the salt. I don't know if you've heard the salt and sea protocol, which you actually incorporate that into your stuff. It's sea salt, a quarter. You start slowly, but work up to a quarter teaspoon every hour and a half with a 10, 12 ounce glass of water. And I have to say, within 6 weeks, I didn't have the eye stuff anymore. I was out of bed. It was amazing. Anyway, but still the rheumatoid's there. And then again, it's gotten so bad now that in the last year, I was starting to wonder if there's anything left to try. I'm 6 feet tall, and my last weigh about a month ago was down 106 pounds. So you can see where I was starting to feel like it could be all over here. And then my wife discovers Dr. Carolyn Dean's mineral. You know, I always felt like when I heard that back in 2008 with that woman saying remineralize, I mean, there was a part of me that went, that's foundational, man. That minerals are like building the foundation of the house. I just, again, I didn't know where to start. And so I just want to thank you so much for not only having the products that I think are really effective, but explaining, supporting all that to tell me where to start and how to proceed.
Oh, you're welcome. So are you using them now, Matt? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So it's probably been about 5 weeks. I started really slow because I had loose bowels. So I'm probably, what's the term you use when your body goes out of whack?
Total body meltdown.
There you go. That's it.
Yep.
But I built up now to where I'm at 2.5 teaspoons a day. My wife does my bottle for me because I can't. She has to do basically everything for me, but I do the Remag, the Remite, the potassium, the zinc. One other thing.
Silver. Are you doing silver, Matt?
I just in the last few days started that. I wasn't at first because I was really focusing on the minerals. And there was a period, because I told you I've done so much stuff, and there was a period in 2016 actually when I was doing a pint of a day of colloidal silver.
Oh,
wow.
Thinking, maybe if it's a bug, maybe it'll kill it. No, and I did that for probably 3 to 4 months. And it did have an effect, but maybe it was the quality of the, so I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess what we've come to is using them all together. It's like it's not just one high dose of one thing, but it's using all things together, as you say, the building blocks. Okay, so yeah, you're in the early stages, but you're already hopeful, is what you're saying.
Yes, and definitely. I mean, I could see immediately that my sleep is rheumatoid. I don't know if you know, but I mean, sleep is awful.
It's gotten better almost instantly, and also my sinuses have definitely gotten better very quickly. Where I couldn't, when I laid on my left side at night, if I could get on my left side, I couldn't breathe out of my nose, but now I can. It's pretty amazing.
It's like the simple things that other people take for granted, you haven't been able to, and now things are improving. I'm just wondering, it's too early to go into this, but at some point we should talk about the total biology of rheumatoid arthritis. Total biology is the complex basis of disease. Like, why should you develop this? What is is there a possible conflict that led your body to create these symptoms for a reason?
Is that similar to the German New Medicine idea?
It is the German New Medicine idea. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Because my wife found that too. She helps me a lot with this. And I was working with a girl in California who does that. So, but it was the day after my military entrance vaccine that my joints blew up and I got the symptoms of the rheumatoid. But it went away. A couple of days, it was gone. But then it would come back every few days, a few months, maybe sometimes even 4 to 6 months. It would come, but then it would always go away. And then it was finally in that period of high stress in 2002 that it came, and then it didn't go away.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So sort of toxicity on top kind of opened the doors to it, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I definitely think there's something to that German New Medicine, though. It makes a lot of sense.
It does. But I know we don't, we have a wonderful doctor who, just about everybody within my hearing has had sessions with him. He's ex-military himself. Dr. David Holt, but you do have somebody, but I don't think it can, I don't think a body can throw off a conflict if it's still in the middle of the results of the conflict that are causing pain and disability. And that's where, as you're doing, you're working on the nutrients. But if there's still the toxicity factor, that's where our realign is very important. That's our mercury heavy metal detoxifier. And in the military vaccinations, from what I've heard, you know, they'll give you half a dozen at a time, and there's a lot of aluminum and mercury in those shots. So, Realign and Remeg and Remite are all important for detoxifying.
Yeah, I'm doing the Realign.
I've got the Flora Revive as well. Continuing to search myself and my reactions to situations, to going down the German New Medicine path. I'm kind of hitting it from every angle I can figure out. And I really hope that one day I can be a big testimonial for you.
Right. Well, your voice sounds strong. I mean, that's interesting to me. And
it's funny because I get told that also that when I've had several doctors, when I see them for the first time, they say, you're the healthiest rheumatoid arthritis patient we've ever seen. My skin looks really good. Because I eat really well, my wife and I, every once in a while, will say, doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. And when I hear that type of reaction from doctors, and when you see it too, it does mean that, to me, it means it's a lack of nutrients and with a conflict on top. But the conflict, you've been poisoned. So, you know, we're dealing with the poison, whatever conflict from that, and the lack of nutrients, which you've tried your best to deal with. It's just you probably didn't have enough. So now you're in a position to put all this together. I think it's awesome.
And again, I just am so grateful that, you know, you've developed these products and you help with explaining. You know, I remember when I bought the Remag for the first time, I got a follow-up email that explained, you know, how to make the most of it. That's pretty rare these days to get something like that.
Oh, well, that's Ginny for you. Ginny and her team are awesome.
Let me just ask, because I'm really, I'm kind of butting in, but this whole thing about total biology, and especially, you said you had to get a vaccine to go into the military?
Oh, they require it. No, they give it to you when you're, I was an officer, I went to officer's candidate school, but for an enlisted person, it'd be boot camp, the equivalent of boot camp, and that's where they, very shortly after you get there, they give you the vaccines.
Yeah, because I wonder if that was also a conflict with being in the military, maybe something you weren't even aware of. I mean, I would definitely work with Dr. Holt, because like Carolyn says, you sound so healthy. It's ironic.
But Matt's got a German New Medicine person that he's working with already.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yep, very good.
Yeah, Dr. Melissa Sell is the woman I've been working with.
I think she's really good too. You know what you just said, I think there may be something to that, Jimmy. It's interesting because I was a submarine officer and I hated submarine life. No fresh, no sunshine and all. I hated it.
Yeah, but I mean, that could be something, you know, if you're, it's just like we said at the beginning of the show, people sit and they eat their food in front of the television and they're consuming something, they're putting it in their mouth that's supposed to energize them and fortify them and bring them pleasure. And they're listening to all this negative information coming through the TV, not always, but a lot of times. And, you know, the conflict right there between, you know, living your best life, living your passion, being an officer, leading others, and then you're having to be in an officer school where you're leading other people and then you're leading them into something that you don't even care about or particularly love yourself and don't even really want to do. And it sounds like you're a super sensitive person, and maybe that was enough of a conflict to create something in you where the vaccine just didn't help and kind of took advantage of that. So maybe explore that a little bit with the person that you're working with.
I definitely will. Thank you for that. That blows my mind. I had never thought about that before.
Wow. Well, here are the words from my total biology lectures. I don't practice it, but I love it so much that I've taken courses. So my teacher said, when we look at rheumatoid arthritis, we need to integrate movement, a gesture that has been endured, a wrong gesture or a gesture that has been inhibited, seen in somebody doing a movement and regretting what I have done. So look at you, submarine, you've got no movement. You're having to endure moving into a profession, you know, that you, you know, didn't like. So it's like your body was constraining itself so you wouldn't integrate movement into this field that you were forced to continue in. That's what I'm reading.
Wow. I just got to process this. Holy moly.
Yeah. And German New Medicine and Total Biology are very similar. But it sounds like your practitioner didn't do that basic run through of what we know in Total Biology constitutes rheumatoid arthritis is, you know, like when people get it in their hands, it's like they can't gesture with their hands anymore because they don't want to make that gesture because it's not in their, you know, as Ginny was saying, it's not to their best advantage or to their highest truth. You know, it is fascinating.
Maybe I should investigate this, the Total Biology. That's the Dr. Holt. My wife's whispering to me that she was on Dr. Holt's website.
Of course she was.
Your wife, you guys are funny. You're quite a team. You'll have to think about how you're going to have to reinvent your whole relationship when you don't have this anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be different for you guys. That's fun.
I love
and,
you.
And man, I got a lot of payback. I give her. She's taken care of me, and just I'm so grateful for having her.
No,
yeah, it's wonderful.
So, but anyway, I wanted to share that with you and get your thoughts on the RA. Like I said, hopefully, I can call again sometime and tell you all the improvements I've had.
Oh, sure. And even, you know, in the midst of it, if you have questions, you know, we're very confident that what we're doing is so helpful. And if people say, well, you know, not quite, that's fine with us because then we can fine tune it. There's always an answer. There's always a reason. And, you know, with Dr. Holt, as I mentioned, he was in the military. He couldn't afford medical school. So he decided to go in the military so he could get, you know, his education afterward. And he was afraid of heights. So he decided to go into the Air Force. So he's very funny and very silly and very crazy and very, you know, just so focused on helping people. Because he thought, well, I'm afraid of this. I might as well face it. And he learns a lot from his own experience. He tells people all the time. I think you'll enjoy him.
I will definitely investigate that. I appreciate that information.
Okay, great. Okay, Matt, then we're good. And hugs to you and your wonderful wife. And we'll hear from you again.
Okay, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Okay, excellent. Wonderful, wonderful.
I know.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Carolyn, Alan is on the chat line asking me if you know a good book about essential fatty acids. Is there a treatise out there on that you're aware of?
Oh, that's a good point. Let me think. I guess I'm going by Helke's articles, and Grassroots Health has a lot of good articles on the omega-3 fatty acids. I think that may be a place to start, Alan, because they're up to date on the research of it. Mm-hmm. Because up until now, you know, we've just been... you know, with all these nutrients, it's just, you know, it's mainly the people who are selling the omega-3s that are writing about them. So they have their specific focus. And yeah, I can't think of any books, but the Grassroots Health, because they want to know if the essential fatty acids are working from a research clinical standpoint. What we all do when we do tests, do the in-home tests through Grassroots Health, is they take those statistics, they take our questionnaires, they see if improving the levels of the various nutrients are helping our health, and they add that to their data bank. So I think it's a very dynamic process, and you'll learn a lot through their articles and their information. So just start there.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Grassroots Health was the one who, listening to their research, and that is part of what helped you make the decision that it's what you wanted to do, Carolyn, right?
I know. I'd been very anti lab testing because they weren't looking at optimum. They were just looking at what the people walking through the door, what their blood tests were. So you get people walking in who 80% of them are magnesium deficient. They do the levels on everybody and say, oh, well, here's the average, and make people think that that's normal. So how is a population that's 80% deficient, how do they even come near normal? So we're trying to change all that with our magnesium experiments that we're doing with our wonderful Dr. Taylor Wallace. And, you know, we're going to change things. We are going to shake up this world. Right, Jenny?
Bam, bam. As if it's not shaking enough, but Carolyn. I think you actually already started, Carolyn, but it's okay. We're going to hang on as Carolyn continues to shake up the world. But it needed a good shaking. Hey, we're all tough. We can hang, you know.
It did. I mean, what did we find out in this past year? Allopathic medicine doesn't know too much. Big pharma is controlled by China. And we're on our own.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those are good things to know.
That's right. But we're on our own, and we've got one of the best champions in the whole wide world guiding us through the, it reminds me of like those old military movies where everybody's up to their chin in that nasty water. They got their rifles up over their head and they're just trying to get through. And there's Carolyn in the front. Charge! Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I've got my non-switchblade. I learned how to shoot a gun. You know, I'm ready.
That's right. Yeah, she's doing great. So, and we're so thankful again for everybody who's tuned in through YouTube, all of our channels. We're so happy to have everybody, Mervis and all of our wonderful people, Nancy L and Nancy M and Super Dougie and everybody who's always there, even though they may not type in and say anything. We know they're there. And we thank you so much for being with us and excited that you're on this journey with us as well. So grateful. Alan said he's going to start with Grassroots Health, and also that he just got his second test. So he's working on extrapolating his results.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, we like to hear what, if people are improving. It's like one of our YouTubers or whatever said that her results hadn't shifted from 31. Well, there's going to be a reason why it hadn't. So we want to know these things so we can help you. And as soon as we help someone, we get answers to someone, then customer service knows those answers and can pass them on to the next person. It's all very dynamic.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very, very fun, very fun. So what else shall we talk about? We have about 6 minutes before we have to wrap up the show tonight, Carolyn.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see if I can get quick through this one teaching case. So someone with paroxysmal, or should I do this other one? Oh, there's so many things here. Okay, this gentleman up in the Yukon, 5'6", 120 pounds. So he's, you know, he's a, you know, springy guy. Okay, 2 years of REMAG. REMAG, looks like he's taking 2 teaspoons of REMAG and 1 teaspoon of REMAG, 1.5 actually. He's drinking less water than I'd like, but he said he's been told he has a kidney, his kidney function is depleted in one kidney and he's pre-diabetic, but he's always going to the washroom. He says the REMAG might contribute to increased energy and stamina. I can walk a 6-kilometer trail over rough hills and country with no problem. So that's good. He's doing a keto diet with a lot of intermittent fasting. But he said he had a heart attack from severe major stress. So he's on aspirin and a blood thinner for a year. He'll be off it in June. He says, I don't see any problem resulting from heart surgery. He had a stent put in for atherosclerosis, but he keeps saying it was due to severe stress, but he has had kidney stones and liver stones. So that's magnesium deficiency. So stress causes magnesium deficiency, atherosclerosis, buildup of calcium in the blood vessels. That's magnesium deficiency, kidney stones, same magnesium deficiency. But now he's got an essential tremor. He said it was triggered in 2003 with more terrible stress. And so I read through a lot more information. I said, I think what's missing at this point is potassium. And now listen to this, folks. Potassium deficiency causes frequent urination. Potassium deficiency can lead to atherosclerosis and is as necessary as magnesium to protect the heart. Potassium deficiency can cause tremor, and so can magnesium deficiency. And so I'm recommending the Pico Potassium and Realign as well for the B vitamins, which are important for the nervous system. So we're actually going to send some Pico Potassium and Realign to Chris to top up what he's doing. I mean, I think in the past, before I really pushed, I would push him to take more REMAG. He is taking a little over two teaspoons, so that may be enough. So we'll have to see what happens with his with adding the Pico Potassium. So I will leave that there. I mean, there's more to what he talks about. He's really working on his diet. You know, he's got a great diet, et cetera. He's exercising. So it may be as simple as needing potassium. And Ginny, are you finding that in the in customer service that more and more people seem to be needing potassium, or we're just recognizing it more?
Right. Well, what's happening is our people are taking it and they're noticing a huge difference and they're reporting back. And I think that's kind of what we're finding out. So it's funny about somebody right now is asking on YouTube how much Pico Potassium a day. But really, again, it's up to an individual person. And you just have to start with that staggered dosing of a half and then a teaspoon and 1.5 and 2 teaspoons. And you'll kind of know where your threshold is when you start to feel that really good feeling, or maybe you'll notice you don't have as much pain in your joints or something of that nature. You'll notice more clarity in your mind. I think it's a great mood booster.
Right, right. And what we started doing with the Pico Potassium, because so many doctors say, oh, you got to be careful, you got to be careful. And I explain all that in the new Pico Potassium books. You have to read it if people are saying, oh, don't take potassium, because there's reasons, there's myths out there for why people were told not to take it. And what I told people to do is go to the Chronometer app. And we're going to get it on our website soon, but you can go to chronometer.com and download the app or use it to find out how much potassium you're getting in your diet as it stands now. And if you're not getting 4,700 milligrams a day. Then you slowly start taking your picopotassium, and you look at it if the chronometer says you need, 1,200 milligrams, well, just take 600 milligrams of our picopotassium. There's 400 milligrams per teaspoon. Just take 600, and that will, it'll work like twice as effectively as other potassiums or your food. So we'll leave it at that because we are at the top of the hour. I can't believe 2 hours have gone already. Jenny.
Yes, we are at the top of the hour. Stephanie, thank you so much for your helpful question. Email questions at drcarolindeanlive.com if you have any follow-up questions. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We have to say mwah and goodbye.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Rachel and Deborah and everybody involved. And our poetry guy, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.